Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Wednesday, April 24th. Electric aircraft developer Beta Technologies has shared video footage of its Alia eVTOL transitioning from vertical takeoff to forward propulsion and back in its latest test video. This is a key milestone as the company seeks certification for the aircraft. While the transition may seem simple at first glance, it's rather difficult to engineer an aircraft that can take off in one direction and then adjust its rotors to move on another entirely different axis, all while in the air. Beta relayed that its eVTOL design significantly reduces maintenance and cost while increasing flight reliability and safety, all without any air pollution. As a simple solution to the challenge of runaway independence, Beta believes it can certify its eVTOL aircraft more quickly. Looking ahead, Beta says that the Alia aircraft will be used by the military first, then cargo carriers and commercial passenger operations. Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla is currently in talks with a major automaker over licensing full self-driving. Last year, Elon Musk made an announcement that Tesla would be opening to licensing Autopilot and FSD to other automakers. It has been hard to find any takers, but now with V12 FSD, Tesla's self-driving has much more credibility than before. Tesla did mention that even if a licensing deal comes this year, it would likely be 3 years before an OEM can implement it into a vehicle program. Tesla plans to supply its self-driving onboard computers and cameras to OEMs and license them the software, which Tesla currently sells for $8,000 or $99 a month. An automaker like Ford could be interested in Tesla's FSD. It was the first to adapt NACS and also has had some bad luck with investments into self-driving. The company could be interested in offloading autonomy completely to Tesla. If V12 can build enough confidence to show a clear path to full autonomy, a deal could happen quickly since it will take years to adapt another company's car program for FSD. Tesla announced that it is changing its product plan to introduce cheaper electric cars to be built on its current production lines. Tesla has been working on its next generation vehicle program that is expected to enable a new manufacturing process called Unboxed that should produce cheaper electric vehicles, including the Model 2 and the Robotaxi. Today, with the release of its Q1 financial results, Tesla confirmed the change of plans for its cheaper electric vehicles. The more affordable vehicles are still confirmed, but not on the new production lines based on the Unboxed system. Tesla expects to continue to shrink costs on its current production line before they invest in new lines. The Robotaxi will still be built with the new Unboxed system and is planned to be unveiled on August 8th. Tesla is signaling that cheaper EVs could come faster on the existing production lines. Tesla has teased its upcoming self-driving ride-hailing app that the automaker is positioning as an Uber competitor. For years now, Tesla has been talking about releasing a ride-hailing app to compete with Uber and Waymo. There have been talks about releasing it without self-driving capability, but it is now clear that self-driving is what the automaker has been waiting for. While Tesla has yet to achieve unsupervised self-driving, recent progress is encouraging the company to start working on that ride-hailing app. With the release of its Q1 financial results, Tesla has decided to tease its ride-hailing app. The app shows features like summoning the vehicle and adjusting temperature and music directly from the app. Tesla has mentioned that they have been investing in the hardware and software ecosystems necessary to achieve vehicle autonomy and a ride-hailing service. Ride-hailing will be directly included in the existing app and already popular Tesla app. The timing for the release of its ride-hailing service will be dependent on Tesla achieving unsupervised self-driving, something it has yet to do but seems to be closer than ever with the release of FSD V12. Elon Musk has announced that Tesla may start selling its Optimus humanoid robot next year. The automaker plans to use the robot in its own factory by the end of the year. A few months ago, Tesla unveiled Optimus Gen 2, a new generation of its humanoid robot that should be able to take over repetitive tasks from humans. The new prototype showed a lot of improvements compared to previous underwhelming versions of the robot, and it gave some credibility to the project. Tesla plans to leverage its self-driving AI work to bring the robot to life. Tesla predicts that the demand for Optimus could be as high as 10 to 20 billion units and could even make up most of Tesla's revenue and long-term value. Tesla sees everyone having a Tesla Optimus robot at home, on top of them taking over a lot of the manufacturing and service jobs. Optimus is already performing factory tasks inside its lab, and it might be used to perform real tasks inside actual Tesla factories by the end of the year. Tesla could start selling its Optimus humanoid robot to customers outside of the company by the end of 2025. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned that it is the driver's responsibility to pay attention while using autopilot. Well, self-driving is getting a lot of heat right now due to the accidents and distracted drivers. With level 5 autonomy and robotaxis around the corner, it seems like this responsibility will soon start to shift to the AI system, and it'll be interesting to see just how society reacts to the fully autonomous vehicles. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.